Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this shmoney.
Hey boo, hey, happy Tuesday, whatever day you're listening to this on. Okay, so I am coming with this is not a shower thought. This is actually like a mashup of some things that I talked about inside of the Shmoney membership. We were having a conversation around this. And so I wanted to kind of bring it over here to the podcast and maybe expand some more. So today we're going to talk about how to navigate randomly taking time off and accidentally ghosting your community. And what I mean by this is that, you know, sometimes we take time off from like posting or sending emails or whatever, you know, because life is lifing, you know, and something that I feel like a lot of people, you know, wonder is like, okay, you know, I haven't been posting recently or I haven't sent any emails. Should I post like a, you know, I'm officially back, you know, post, or should I post an I'm officially back email, or, you know, even like with podcasts and stuff like that, like people feel like they have to post like an announcement. And, you know, you can do what you want. I usually don't post an announcement. I just show up. but that's just me. But you know, I know that this happens a lot, right? Especially as moms, because like, you know, life be life. And like, sometimes we're just in the thick of it. We're, you know, doing our thing. We're, you know, momming it or whatever. And so, you know, we end up accidentally ghosting our community, or, you know, we might randomly take time off. Like I remember, I believe it was last year or maybe it was 2022 when I took like 2 months off that I didn't plan to take off of the podcast. And, you know, it's just like, I mean, things happen, right? Things happen. But, you know, it is sometimes hard to navigate how to come back, and it can feel overwhelming. I'm gonna be honest, like I always feel like a tiny sense of like overwhelm of like, oof, okay, this is like my first post back, or like, you know, I'm trying to like, you know, reacclimate myself to a platform, or, you know, realign my time to be spent back on, you know, my marketing or whatever. So I understand that this can feel kind of emotional to kind of walk through this. And so I just want to talk about like how to kind of navigate the time off and then coming back. So the first thing I want to say is that when you come back, you have to shift your thought process from, you know, this is my community and, you know, I need to announce this to them, and more so shift your thought process to, I have to rebuild their trust again. And I'm saying this to say, sometimes I find that as business owners, we have like this level of entitlement to our communities or to the audiences that we build, whether it's via email or social media. But the truth is that we don't own them, right? Like, I mean, obviously, like, you know, you don't own people, of course, but like, oh Jesus, that was a lot. But like, we're not entitled to their time or to their attention. But something that I see happen a lot is that, you know, you build up this community, you ghost them or you take some time off. And then when you come back, you're upset that they're not engaged, or you're upset that they're, you know, not buying your offer or whatever, or not, and not even just upset, like you're just like kind of surprised, or you're like, you know, feeling discouraged that people didn't engage or people didn't buy the offer. And what I want to say is like, first and foremost, you have to shift your perspective and know that when you're coming back from a social media hiatus or a, you know, email hiatus, marketing hiatus, whatever it is, like when you're coming back, you have to rebuild their trust because you left, right? Even if you leave with an announcement, right? Like even if you leave and you like announce that you're taking a break or whatever, you're still going to have to come back in and rebuild their trust. And I mean, I have seen some cases where like people tell their audience like, hey, I'm taking like, you know, the summer off or whatever, I'll be back. Like usually that's fine, right? If you take a maternity leave, like that's fine. This is more so for people that like take, you know, 6 months off, right? Or you just randomly take 3 months off or something. In that case, when you come back, you have to kind of take a different heart posture and know that you have to rebuild their trust, because right now they don't feel like they can depend on you to show up consistently. And that's okay, right? We're not obligated to do this. But if you want something from them, you do have to give them something, right? And usually it's the consistency piece, right? That's all they can really trust from you. So that's the first thing I want to say, is just kind of shift your mindset or your heart posture around what it looks like to re-engage your audience. And they're not, you know, they're probably not, I hate to say this, but they're probably not thinking about you. So they're not going to be like holding open a welcome carpet for you to come back. This is something that I've had to even, you know, shift my perspective on at times. You know, it's, I've complained so much about the my Facebook group and like how it wasn't engaged, blah, blah. But like, also I let the Facebook group sit for a year. I can't expect people to, you know, be engaged when I took a year off and I didn't even announce it. I just took time off. Right. So you have to rebuild trust, right? You have to have a heart posture of, hey, I'm coming back in here and my only focus is going to be on rebuilding the trust, rebuilding my consistency, which goes on to my next piece of, it may feel like you're doing a lot, but you have to give people time to trust your consistency. And so something that I also see happen is like, people will come back in, even I've done this, right? So this is not just like me talking about other people. I've done this too, where I will come back, you know, like for the Facebook group, I'll pick on the Facebook group, you know, I'll schedule like a whole month of posts. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like, only 10 people engaged the entire month. This is so frustrating. You know, I did all this work, blah, 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 and they didn't engage with it, right? And I see this happen a lot where people will, you know, come back and they'll come back, you know, posting every single day, or they'll come back, you know, posting multiple times a week or doing a challenge or being in stories and you're selling, you're doing all this kind of stuff. And then you get frustrated because you're like, oh my gosh, nobody's engaging, nobody is buying or whatever. And again, it goes back to that trust piece, but also more importantly, you have to give people time to trust your consistency. Okay. So all of this really is about navigating your own expectations about how people are going to engage with you when you come back. As much as we would love for people to be like, oh my gosh, girl, I was waiting for you. I'm in the, and a few people will say that, right? Your OGs, your true fans, your real ones, your OGs, your day ones, they will say that. But the vast majority of our audience, they've moved on. They found somebody else, right? They've, you know, whatever, right? Like, they're not even using the platform anymore or whatever, right? Things have changed for them. So you have to give people time to trust your consistency. The next thing I want to say is you have to assume that nobody knows you, right? You have to assume that nobody knows you. So whenever I take a whole break off now, like if I take a few months off or whatever, which I have done, I actually just recently did it to the Moms Do Business Different Instagram page, where I just like took, I think like 4 or 5 months off randomly. It wasn't even on purpose, but I did. And so when I came back to it, I came back to it saying, you know what? I'm going to assume that nobody knows me. I'm going to assume that like this Instagram page, like everybody that's following me probably has no clue who I am. Like maybe they think this is a new page, which especially when I changed the name, I know nobody really like put two and two together at that point. But I just assumed that nobody knew me. And when you do that, it makes it to where you don't tie yourself to, oh, I have, you know, X number of followers and only 2 people engaged. It's like, it's okay. Nobody knows you. Like, just like, let's rebuild. Let's rebuild a new community. And I know that that's hard, right? I know that kind of feel like it sucks. But if you take that heart posture about it, it will allow you to stay consistent even when you're not getting the response that you want, right? Or the response that you're hoping for, right? It'll allow you to stay consistent enough to get over that hump, okay? The next thing I want to say is that be a beginner, okay? Be a beginner. And I know this is hard to like, you know, when I say be a beginner, let me say this. When I say be a beginner, what I'm saying is like, you got to do your dues, right? So, you know, I think about people like Amy Porterfield and, you know, what's that guy, Brock, like Brock Johnson, even though like we all have a love-hate relationship with him, but like they have been consistent for years, right? They've been consistent for literal years. And when, you know, not to compare ourselves to them because like, you know, they don't have kids. Well, I know Amy has a stepchild, so, but I know Brock, like he doesn't have kids. He always talks about that and stuff like that. So what I want to say about this though, is that like, you have to do your dues, right? You have to pay your time, right? You have to do the actual work. And if you take time off or if you ghost your community, like in a big way, you have to get back in the beginner mindset, like in the beginner, like, hey, I'm just like restarting this page. Like this is a beginner page. This is a beginner email list, right? Take that attitude about how you approach it. That way you can look at things as a test, right? So one thing I always like to say is like when you take time off and you ghost your audience, when you start back posting again, that is a great opportunity for you to test new messaging, you know, new ideas, new concepts, new fonts, new graphics, like new ways of sharing your story, right? You can share so many things because a lot of the time you're not going to get a huge like influx of people that are consuming your content right now, unless you have like a huge audience already, then that's a little bit different. But otherwise, like, it's almost like you're a beginner. You have kind of like a fresh, clean slate. So just like kind of manage your expectation and know that like, okay, they're not going to roll out a welcome carpet, but also this gives me an opportunity to be a beginner again. The last thing that I want to say is that repetition is your friend, especially when it comes to like your education or like, you know, how you're educating your content, stuff like that. Repetition is your friend. And so what I mean by this is if you've taken time off and you ghosted your community, go back and look at your old content and repost that, right? That might give you an opportunity to kind of spark people that maybe saw the post and didn't realize that you had taken a break or that you were back. And now they see the post and it like kind of reminds them of who you are. Or it just allows you to have content that you can post without having to overwhelm yourself with, you know, creating something completely new. So repetition is your friend, right? And it's so easy to like think like, oh, you know, I have to create something new, or, you know, I have to like do this whole campaign or whatever. No, you don't. You can really keep it super simple. But when it comes to like taking time off and then coming back to your community, the number one thing that you have to do, and I hope that you were able to see this theme kind of all the things that I said, is that you need to shift your heart posture. You need to shift your mindset around what this means about you and what this looks like. First off, taking a break or taking time off or ghosting your community, it doesn't mean anything, right? Like, we don't have to make it mean anything except for I took a break. Like, I just took time off, and that's fine, right? Like, it's okay to take time off. It's okay to take time off for no reason, and it's okay to take time off for a reason, right? It does not matter. You can do it if you want to. The thing that you have to think about, though, is, and I guess the best way to say it is, like, you have to humble yourself when you come back. You can't expect the same level of engagement, relationships, rapport. Like, you can't expect those same things after you've ghosted your community or you've taken time off for an extended period of time, right? So we have to, like, we have to be realistic, right? We have to kind of change our mindset around what we can expect from them or from our community when we do come back. And in doing that, it will help you stay in the game when you come back. But then also the other piece that I want to talk about is that you have to give them time, right? So if you ghosted your community, I'm not saying that you have to wait like 6 months, but like wait at least a month before you start trying to sell an offer. Wait, you know, maybe wait 2 months, right? I mean, I'm not going to give a hard, fast rule on how long you need to wait, but just give it some time. I don't just try to jump in and start selling from your existing audience. Now, if you are, you know, obviously getting new followers and new leads and stuff, then of course those people can be sold to. But I'm talking about if you think that you're going to be able to convert your existing following. Something that I actually realized is that when I brought back the Moms Do Business Different Instagram page, I realized that at the time, I think I had like closer to 3,000 followers, I think. And I went through the followers. Almost half the followers no longer were active on their account. And I mean, like, they weren't active since like 2021 or something. So I actually went through and deleted like over 1,000 followers that were following me simply because their accounts weren't even active anymore. So for me to like assume or think like, oh, you know, I'm about to sell out this offer because I have 3,000 followers, like, that's just not the case, because half those people weren't even active accounts. Like, they weren't even posting anymore. There were no stories. Their highlights hadn't been up. Like, there was nothing. Like, it was done. So it's like, when you have to like kind of shift your perspective and just think like, you have to rebuild the trust. You have to kind of reestablish yourself, but that's okay, right? But the most important thing is that you have to go into it with that mindset. You have to go into it knowing that like, hey, I'm gonna have to do a little bit of work to like re-engage and get this thing, like, get this ball back rolling. But once you do, you can just keep it up, right? Like, now you can just focus on maintaining or focus on growing or whatever. But you have to like give it a chance at first. And so I really want to bring this conversation over to the podcast because it's something that has come up several times inside of Shmoney. It's come up because like some people want to take time off and they're like kind of worried about it. And then other people, like, they did ghost their community. So they're like, okay, how do I deal with this? Now, if you haven't taken time off, but you know you're getting ready to, just prepare for it, right? Like, just prepare, like, make even if it's just two posts, make two posts so that bi-weekly one post can go up, or make four posts and then one post can go up a week, and just schedule it, right? So if you know you're going to take some time off from like actively being on there like every single day, or, you know, multiple times a week or whatever, just prepare for it, right? Like, just prepare for it. But otherwise, you know, if it's something that you can't prepare for, you just need to take time off because you just need to, that's totally fine, right? Like, just take the time you need, but know that when you come back, if it's been several months, you're going to have, you know, some trust to rebuild. And that's okay, right? Like, it's not saying that you did anything wrong or that you don't have a good audience. It's just like the reality that the online space, you know, these Instagram platforms, even the email inbox, they're getting full, right? There's a lot of people on them. And so, you know, not saying that we're competing necessarily, but, you know, we are still competing for attention, even in the inbox. Like, a lot of people like to say, you know, and I think I've said it too, like, oh, you know, the inbox, like, you don't have to compete with people, but you kind of do, right? Like, I mean, I get probably like 20 emails a day. Now, that's a lot, I know, but I'm getting emails for different things. But it's like all those different things are fighting for my attention. And so it's the same thing with anybody else's inbox. Like, contrary to popular belief, like, yeah, you do end up in someone's inbox. And yes, you know, you're not competing with an algorithm, but like, there's still other people that they're getting emails from or having to respond to and things like that. So, you know, it doesn't matter where you fall off or how you fall off. The point is that you have to rebuild that trust, and you have to rebuild that consistency when you are coming back, and just shift your expectations, and don't assume that you're going to be able to jump back in and, you know, just have the same community that you had before. Now, there are times that it is going to happen. Like, I was blessed to have my email list for my photography business. I sent them an email and they sold out my offer within like a couple of emails, but that was a blessing. But that was also because I was engaging with them somewhere else. So you just have to kind of manage your expectations and kind of just walk into, you know, coming back to your community, knowing that, like, you kind of got to prove yourself a little bit, right? You're kind of like back at that beginner stage. You're kind of back at that beginning stage with them in the relationship to rebuild that trust so that you can eventually sell your offers to them, right? So, and of course, I'm talking about your existing community. We can always grow. And when you're growing, that's a whole different ballpark, right? But I'm just talking about, like, you're just trying to jump back in with your existing audience. You might have to do a little, you know, let me give y'all some value for a little bit before I hit y'all with the sale. But yeah, that is it for this episode. Hope this was helpful and could bless you today. And until next time, I will talk to you later, girl.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so Ayantha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.